It sounds like you support more sanctions and possibly more seizures of oil. But isn't there a risk that cutting off money will further hurt the already impoverished people of Venezuela? Isn't that a risk?
Of course, what we're doing is for the well-being of the Venezuelan people. What we want to do is to save lives. But Maduro was the one who declared a war on the Venezuelan people, war we didn't want, a war we are suffering with hundreds of thousands of killings and forced executions in the last years. And right now, I want to be very clear with the international community. The resources Maduro gets are not going to schools or hospitals. In Venezuela, a teacher earns $1 a day. Pensions are less than $1 a month. Our children go twice a week to school. The sources, the cash the regime gets from these illegal activities goes to buy arms, to pay gang members, to spy and infiltrate, and to even further increase their illegal narcotics activities and so on. So these resources are not going towards the people. They're going for corruption and crime.